Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Big games, big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. We will be at Chickies every Friday until football season. So if you're, once summer comes, heading down the shore, maybe stop here before, maybe miss some of the early traffic.
Yes.
Head down midday. 215-592-9494. Talking about the Eagles and the NFL draft, whether you want them to stick there at 32, make an aggressive move to move up. Now, before we get to the Twitter poll, we do have a new segment on the WIP Afternoon Show that people are begging for. It sort of leans into a specialty of one of our hosts.
Two of our hosts.
Well, but you're the real golf guy. All right, let's do it. Oh yeah.
All righty. Day two.
Yes.
At Augusta.
Yes.
Day two at Augusta. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we went to sleep last night. Justin Rose had a comfortable three-stroke lead on the field, sitting at -7. He has finished up his round as he was out early. Only one under on the day for Justin Rose. He finishes the day still at the top of the leaderboard.
Wow.
Only at -8. But there are some big names nipping at his heels right now. Bryson DeChambeau having a big day. 4 under for Bryson DeChambeau. He's in second place at 7 under. Look at some of these other names on the leaderboard. Victor Hovland.
Please lower your voice.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I got excited again. Shane Lowry. World's number one golfer, Scottie Scheffler.
Oh, Scheffler's
sitting at 1 under on the day. He's in the top five. Ludvig Åberg, one of Jack's favorites.
The speed.
Sitting at even par today, -4 under. But I tell you, yesterday, a guy who I picked to win this thing, win his first major, number 2 golfer in the world, Rory McIlroy. Boy, did he have a rough hole in number 15 yesterday.
Take it down a notch.
Sitting at 4 under.
Wow.
With 3 holes to go. He hit the ball in the water on the 15th hole, went on to double bogey that hole, double bogeyed another hole, finished at even 7 strokes behind with a terrible finish yesterday. But Rory McIlroy is locked in. He is soaring today, sitting right now with one of the highest rounds of the day, 6 under.
Lowest.
Wow. Rounds. That's what I meant, lowest yes. rounds of the day. Thank you. In third place,
wow.
Rory McIlroy.
He's roared back.
Hey. 2 strokes off the lead.
Hey, Spike, why don't you take your attitude
at Augusta.
And shove it.
All right.
I love it.
Shove your little attitude.
We are shaping up for a big weekend, ladies and gentlemen.
And tomorrow's moving day, Spike.
That's right.
So
at Augusta.
Yeah.
All right. Are we
the azaleas?
Okay.
Yes.
So
amen,
you guys into golf way more than I am.
Yes.
Right? And I was thinking about golf today. I make fun of it or whatever.
Yeah.
I realize that golf isn't a sport, and that's why I don't like it as much.
Oh, it's a great sport.
No, it's a game. So golf is like bowling. And here's the, this was
I remember someone in that chair used to make the bowling comp.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've had this
here
discussion.
Here we go.
Well,
here's the thing about golf is that I can't think of a sport in which speed never comes into play.
How about how hard you hit the golf ball?
No, that's not speed. That's power. Think of football, soccer, hockey, basketball, baseball, like every swimming, every sport, speed comes into play. Not golf. That's why it's a game. It's like chess or bowling or checkers or I can understand why
What's
you guys
next?
Are
Connect Four?
Yeah, I can understand why you guys are amused by it, but if
Now, we're not amused by it. We're challenged by it.
Maybe. And there are challenging games. Video games are challenging. They're not sports.
Well, they challenge your mind.
Yep, sure.
It doesn't challenge you physically.
So does reading. You know, it doesn't make it a sport.
Challenges your mind.
Yeah, it's just not a sport.
Challenges you physically. That's what golf does.
Not as much physically.
That's what golf does. See,
but it does.
That's what you're wrong at.
Oh, you got to walk?
No, you idiot.
Well, here's the funny thing.
Yeah.
I would even, throw in the walking aspect of it. It's the reason why they don't allow you to ride golf carts on tour, because it's an advantage. Because walking is about endurance.
Yeah. Old ladies walk in the mall in the morning.
Yeah, but they're not swinging a golf club. And that's the difference. And that's why the sport requires you.
I can't get out of his master's voice.
Oh, yeah. Well, because when you're talking about golf, that's how you're supposed to talk
about
it.
You got to lower it a little bit. And have some class, which is something you don't have.
Yes.
There are plenty of things that have class are not sports.
Not only is there a technical side to this thing, being able to swing a golf club and hit balls accurately and shape shots and every shot isn't the same. You know, to a non-golfer, it's hard to explain to you the difficulties of playing this game, because I, true, was ignorant about this once upon a time as a guy who ran and jumped and do all those other things.
Sports things.
And thought I was this superior athlete. Well, try walking one day of 18 holes out there on a golf course, let alone 4 days of a golf course, and having to, for lack of a better term to put it, sing for your supper.
John Daly was out there doing it as a big fat guy.
You know what I mean by sing for your supper? You don't get paid unless you play well.
Again.
There's a different type of mental toughness you need to be good at playing golf, and there's an endurance part of it that Tiger introduced to the golf world. You needed to be in shape. That's why golfers don't look like they looked 30 and 40 years ago. A lot of them look more in shape.
NASCAR is more of a sport than golf is. Formula One is more of a sport than golf is. I would actually say that horse racing is more of a sport than golf is.
The car does the work. There is nothing about...
You have to be strong. You need endurance.
You know, why do you have to be strong?
Well, because it's not like there's power steering.
I've seen these drivers. Like, drivers are smaller than you, and you don't exude strength by any stretch.
250 push-ups a day.
250 push-ups a day,
yes,
brother.
I'm just saying. I've seen these drivers.
I'm just saying...
As a matter of fact, they had a female driver out there.
I understand... What's female golfers?
Why, no, I'm talking about strength that you said you need to drive a car.
I'm just saying, golf, I agree with everything you said about golf.
That's what I'm talking about.
I agree with everything you said about golf. It does take mental toughness. It takes skill. It's all those things.
Endurance.
It's still not a sport. I can't think of a sport where speed never matters. And speed never matters in golf. Not one time, not ever.
Well, the speed of the swing does matter.
Speed of the swing.
Well, that's not
really
speed.
How far you hit the ball.
Yeah. It does matter.
It does.
How far you hit the ball is not speed.
But the swing is. It takes a lot of strength. I'm just telling you, it takes a lot of strength to do it. It's hard to hit a golf ball 300 yards, is it not?
Well, it's hard to lift up a boulder. That's not a sport.
Well,
this is competition. That's what makes it a sport.
I would take figure skating as a sport over
golf.
Great
sport.
Yeah. 215.
Hard to be on ice skates.
That was your big case, the speed thing.
Yeah,
it's huge. Name one other sport. Name one other sport where speed is never a factor.
Wrestling. Wrestling's not a sport.
Speed, of course, is something in wrestling. If somebody's faster than the other guy,
what does fast have to do with being a wrestler?
Being quick is absolutely.
You have to be quick to hit a golf ball.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. To be good at it, yes, you do.
You don't
from somebody
have to
who's
be
never
quick.
Even
yeah,
seen
I mean, holy cow.
I can see it.
Dude, you're inside the show. Spike called me at 11 this morning. We're talking on our morning thing. And he's like, I was on my walk this morning. It was a eureka moment as to how I'm going to stump you guys as to why golf's not a sport.
And speed is not. No, point A to point B, it is not. Speed is never
diving.
An issue.
Is diving a sport?
No, I think diving is a game. Diving is a competition. It's not a sport.
You can have different speed sports. As it pertains to running.
Yeah, speed from point A to point B.
Yeah, there is no speed involved in wrestling.
Sure there is. More than golf.
What speed? Doing a twist?
Wait, have you ever wrestled?
Yes. You I'm 2-0.
And, I
quit.
I would give you boxing. But see,
boxing speed matters.
No. You would tell me hand speed.
And foot speed.
No. It's still a foot speed. Where are you running to? That's quickness.
It's not running.
That's not speed. That's quickness.
Okay, well, quickness doesn't matter in golf either.
But we're saying, why does – if you swing the club slowly –
Does quickness matter and speed matter when it comes to swinging a bat?
Yes, but that's not what. But that's not what I would say. Where speed matters in baseball, matters in baseball. Running from home to
second.
Speed does not matter with the bat.
It does, but that's not what I'm talking about.
I know that's not what you're talking about. We're talking about speed, and I'm trying to equate
foot speed never matters in
baseball and hitting a baseball.
Okay, foot
requires
speed
requires quick hands.
Foot speed
swinging.
Foot speed then.
That's running.
Yes, but it's in every other sport.
Not boxing.
Sure it is. Your foot speed matters in boxing.
Quickness, you're not running in boxing.
But your point A to point B, your foot speed absolutely matters in boxing. Yes,
it does.
It absolutely
You've
does.
You've been in two fights in your life.
Well, that
Andy Boyle knocked you out
of
one punch.
I've watched plenty of boxing in my life.
And none of it has to do with running.
It has to do with foot speed,
Hold on.
That's quickness.
Hold on what?
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Like, the speed thing, if you want to argue the speed thing, that can be your definition of a sport.
But I'm just saying it's the one thing
but you don't
that
think
is
it's
in every
you don't
sport
think it
but
takes
golf.
Incredible mental toughness to do what
sure
those guys
it does.
Do?
It also takes incredible mental toughness to play chess.
Sure.
But not, I mean,
and that's not a
it's
sport.
It's a bit of a mental sweat. These guys are
No. But that's Jack.
But that's just one aspect of golf, the mental toughness. What you're doing is ignoring the physical aspect of what it takes to play golf.
And you also are discrediting the amount of athleticism it takes to repeat the same swing
over and over again
when your muscles are deteriorating throughout a round.
Again, part of a skill but not a sport. Let me ask you this. Is video games a sport?
No.
Okay, doesn't video games require the same...
One aspect of it. It doesn't require you to walk 4 days, 18 holes,
walking
swinging a
four
golf
days.
Club.
Okay.
Yes,
that's a challenge.
Well, here's the difference. When you're on your little walk around the neighborhood, right, that's flat ground.
Hold on.
That's flat ground. Walking 18 holes on a golf course up and down hills and swinging accurate with a golf ball, placing it, to a point where you can actually earn money to put food on your table, that may be one of the hardest things to do out of any of these sports.
And it still does not involve speed at all.
But that's what you're focusing on to qualify this sport. We don't, and guess what? You're in the minority.
Well, that's fine.
Well, okay.
Well, sometimes a minority's right.
No, you're wrong because...
Well, sometimes a minority's right.
Sometimes. But when you have the majority of people who have played the sport and experienced it telling you that's what it is,
well, because
then that means you're just stuck on a point and you don't want to move off of it. Doesn't make you right.
You're making it personal.
Well, but
it doesn't make you right.
Well, it doesn't make it right. Also, being in the minority doesn't make me wrong.
On this, it does.
Well, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But it has nothing to do with me being in the minority
of
the opinion.
Of course it doesn't.
There's a lot of people.
I'm just pointing out to you that you're in the minority.
I know.
Okay. Well,
I know
that's
I'm in
all.
The minority.
That's all.
Well, all right. I'm in the minority of, I don't know if you asked everybody. If you asked people that care about golf, then for sure I'd be in the minority. If you asked everybody,
well,
I don't know how
well,
much I'd be in the minority.
Most people who have picked up a golf club and played.
Well, right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Right. But if you ask most people who would, do you think NASCAR is a sport?
Yes. It's a sport. If you're asking me, do I think does it involve athleticism, I would tell you no.
What? And you've never driven NASCAR.
Do you think golf takes athleticism?
I know, but I can.
But drive, so you can make a judgment about NASCAR without having driven NASCAR.
No, I can say driving NASCAR doesn't involve athleticism, but still say it's a sport. That's the difference. You're saying golf's not a sport.
And you, but right.
I'm not telling you NASCAR is not a sport because it doesn't involve athleticism.
Well, but you're telling me that my opinion on golf about whether how much athleticism is met is invalid because I haven't played golf.
No,
but
Steve,
you can have an opinion on NASCAR having never driven a car.
No, quit trying to change the argument. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm doing is trying to point out why what you're using as your sticking point is invalid as it pertains to golf.
And that is fine.
So
I just don't agree.
I'm giving you different sports
sure.
where it doesn't apply.
Sure.
I'm not telling you that NASCAR isn't a sport. I'm saying it doesn't involve athleticism.
Do you think
you can say golf doesn't involve running, but it's still a sport? You're saying golf isn't a sport because it doesn't involve
speed.
Running.
Because it doesn't involve speed.
Running.
Foot speed.
Running.
Foot speed. Well, because I'm saying boxing does involve foot speed.
Guess what? NASCAR doesn't involve foot speed.
You're right.
But it's still a sport.
Eh.
Do you think it takes athleticism to play golf?
It takes a certain amount of athleticism, sure. But I saw John Daly was a big, fat drunk, and he won at golf.
One guy.
Yeah.
He's a freak. I mean, he's a freak. He could hit the ball a million yards.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
But to be good at it and have sustained success at it, what those golfers realized is that they needed to take their health a little bit more serious. They needed to take being in shape a little more serious. And that's why most of the golfers now have some sort of workout regimen that Tiger sort of brought to the sport, because that's what it requires to be good and have sustained success at this sport nowadays. You could do that 40 and 50 years ago because it was an older person sport that didn't require you to be really in shape and have endurance and athleticism. You look at these golfers now, it's completely different. These golfers are completely different now.
Can I tell you about something else that involves endurance?
Yeah.
And speed, sometimes.
Man. Listen, slow down on the speed.
This is a sport.
Slow down.
It depends.
More of a sport, this or golf?
What, you mean loving?
Yeah.
Well, this is a sport.
Well, loving's a sport.
Loving's
a sport.
Sounds like a Twitter question.
Yes. Right.
I'll tell you what you're not going to get. Well, with this, you could get 4 days straight.
Yeah, well, with Blue Chew, you could.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because you need that. Look, every once in a while, you need a little pep. And I can't tell you that Blue Chew is going to help you with your golf swing, because I don't think it will. But it might help you with your stroke otherwise.
How about that?
Hey, yo!
How about that?
Wow.
How about that?
Come
Good
on.
Work. Good work.
Run it all together. Look, courtesy, you want to be at your best in the bedroom. And the thing I would say about Blue Chew, you know what it does, right? Because it's got the same active ingredients as Levitra and Staxin and Viagra and Cialis. You know what it does. Mm-hmm. But the thing is what it's going to do to you mentally is that it's going to make you more confident. And confidence is everything, right? Because in sports, when you lose your confidence, you can't perform physically. This is going to help you with your confidence as well.
It's true.
And it's going to make her love you for it. Because you know what ladies love? Confidence.
Yes.
I was going to say Cool James, but yeah.
Yes.
Confidence too.
Yeah, they do love confidence. So we got together, the WIP Afternoon Show, and we thought Blue Chew was so important for you to try that we would pay for your first month. So we've got it.
People helping people.
Your first month is going to be us. Just go to BlueChew.com, use promo code 94. First month is free. All you do is pay for the shipping. It is a chewable. That's why it's called Blue Chew. So you don't have to worry about a glass of water or whatever to get it down. At a moment's notice, you can pop one in there, pop one of those babies in there. It's all online, so no doctor's visits, no visits to the pharmacy, zero zilch. It's all made in the USA, so it's cheaper.
Why?
No tariffs.
No tariffs.
No tariffs.
Come on now.
It's going to come. It's going to arrive right
there
into
you
your
go.
Mailbox.
There you go.
Wow.
In a discreet and
hard
package. So just go to BlueChew.com. Use that code 94, and you can get your first month for free. You're only going to pay for the shipping, and then you will.
Chew it and do it.
Oh man. Great Friday. Buzz, how many times?
That's on me.
Okay.
Wow.
I'll take it.
I wasn't even close. I did not think about it one bit.
Okay. Buzz, I've been there. Yeah. I've been there. Sometimes you got to eat it.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, hold on.
What?
No, never mind.
No.
Again, you got to eat it.
No. Corey in Columbus, you're a WIP.
Hey, man, sometimes it's okay just to say, hey, I'm wrong.
I know.
Yeah, but not about the – don't turn this into a Jalen thing. All right. I could see that. Oh, there's this opportunity to shoehorn in Jalen.
I'm talking about you. You over here – hey, I want you to – you only got to play 18. Go play 9 holes and then go play a video game for the amount of time you play 9 holes and then go play chess for the amount of time you play 9 and tell me which one your body feels worse after.
Well, yes, let me ask you this, Corey. Is working in construction a sport?
No.
Okay, so but if you did it for 6 hours, it certainly takes physical ability, right?
Know.
I would never say it's not a sport.
Well, I would tell you yes.
There's no competition in construction.
I don't know how he feels to get home. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know that. I'm just telling you, I play all three of those things you talked about, and I feel tired after golf. Like it's taxing on your body. Like it's mental. It's all that. That's what it takes to play sports. Also, shout out. We were talking about ladies' men a couple of days ago. I forgot. Did anybody mention Tiger Woods?
Oh, that would be a good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tiger Woods, ladies, man.
Yeah.
Not the smoothest guy in the world.
No, hell no.
Just uses the fame.
Yeah,
whatever.
He's Tiger.
He'll take it whatever he can get.
Yeah.
Hey, go watch that Tiger documentary and tell me that man wasn't no ladies fan. I mean, ladies fan. Go watch that.
But he was certainly a sticksman.
let's go get on this. That boy was knocking them down. I ain't talking about the golf ball.
There you go.
Hey, but let's get on the draft. I don't know what it is. Jack, he loves tight ends. Last year, he brought Bowers. This year, Tyler Warren, he loves tight ends.
That would have been a great pick last year. Brock Bowers, a Hall of Famer.
It would have, you know, but it wouldn't be better than Q, dog. You know what I'm saying? Q, you know.
I agree.
Q winning the Super, you know. But it's like, the thing with the Eagles is that we don't feature the tight end. Ever since Zach Ertz and Doug left, like we don't really, like, feature the tight end in the offense. Like, so it's like, would I love to get Tyler Warren, Colston Loveland, Mason Taylor? Sure, I would love any of them on the team, you know?
But Corey, like, can I ask you this, though? I agree with you. I'm sorry for interrupting. I just had a thought. There were so many, especially in the second half of the year, and he actually did have a big play against New Orleans. I feel like, and Five used to bring this up almost all year about them using the tight end.
I like that you casually called him Five. By the way.
Well,
you guys are good friends.
Well, we went to college together.
Oh, yeah.
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 he's been in my apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like they almost discovered something in the second half of the year with Goddard after he got, maybe not the second half, but like the tail end.
Well, he also ran over the guy in the Packers game.
He ran, and it was, and this isn't a shot at Jalen, but it seemed like
you can say whatever.
Well, okay. When Pickett went in there, Pickett seemed to look that way more. And I wonder if they could have used Goddard more, and if that's something moving ahead, that if they got a guy in there, if they would be, especially the way the tight ends are now, they're essentially
I just feel like every quarterback has like their comfortability of what they like to do. Like if you go back and look at Jalen's time at Oklahoma, Alabama, like he always been outside the numbers thrower. Like he never really featured a tight end. They had O.J. Howard when he played. Remember how O.J. Howard was talking about the great tight end? He was a first round pick. He played at Bama with Jalen. But he wasn't, like, featured in the offense because he was always more of an outside-the-numbers thrower. I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure Jalen played with Mark Andrews, or was that before him? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he never really been that type of thrower to the tight end. Now, like, I'm not saying we should, like, just
Kyle Kattara was with him at Oklahoma.
He was.
It was Kyle Kattara and Mark Andrews.
Oh, Yeah, so it's like you don't really – he never really been that type of guy. I don't know why could he implement it in his game. Of course. I mean, you got a weapon like Goddard, Tyler Warren. You got to get that guy the ball. So, you know, I don't know what it is. I'm on the defensive side of the ball. I feel like I would love if the Eagles could get a safety, Malachi Stark. I'm also a huge Walter Nolan guy. I'm also a huge, you know, Tyreek Williams guy from Ohio State. The guy that called earlier talking about, first of all, his name is Mason Graham. This dude said, man, Jason. Like,
yeah,
we just let it go. Yeah, we let it go.
You got to put the name right, bro.
The Starks thing, you're okay with a big trade to trade up to the middle of the first down for a safety?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like Malachi Starks might be there in the 20, like, you know what I'm saying, 22, the 30. Okay. Range. Okay. Like, I'm okay. I'm not moving up to no 15 and giving up all them picks or no first round. Now, like, if we could get T.J. Watt, now, like, now y'all talking about yesterday or somebody like Trevon Walker, Elliot was talking about, yeah, I'm giving up whatever I got to get that player. But, you know, I'm only doing that if I know I'm going to get a game changer like Jalen Carter, you know, Cooper DeJean, somebody like that. And if there's somebody like that in the draft, I'm going to get them, you know. We trying to stack chips here. You know, this ain't trust the process. This is win the championship.
Well, the Eagles aren't trying to win a chip next year.
Hey, man, that's your opinion, you know. And we all entitled to it. You know what I'm saying?
Completely. We just learned that on the golfing segment.
Y'all building a little monster in my little growth. Okay, Andrew, you know, he's starting to feel
well, let's not use monster and okay, Andrew.
Yeah, and if in all fairness, all you're coaching, I coached him in one call and got him where he needed
well,
him.
Well, hold on. It takes a village. Would you stop picking on Corey? Shut up. Not you, Corey. Spike.
You shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
My name should be first. Second.
Exactly.
Second. Sorry, Alex. Sorry, I'm just kidding.
You taking a shot at okay. You don't know what I've been doing. I just been telling him, hey, listen, somebody.
Are you giving him the players, Corey? Are you giving the players and the Sky reports?
No, that's all him. That's
all right, all right. I'm trying to break open the case. Yeah. Break open the case,
Corey.
But I told him, listen, if somebody say something about you, you better not let it. You better not let it slide.
But only with me. The only people that hold me accountable. Or like okay, Andrew's a very nice guy. Rod Lake, a very nice guy. They only get mad at me because we're all the same people. I'm not confrontational.
Yep. So all I'm saying is somebody say something about you, you don't let it slide. You know, talk about the players, talk about it. But if they mention your name, you better speak on it. That's how you got to do. I love everybody, but if you speak on me negatively, best believe I'm going to the basement on your ass.
Wow. You got a
you know what I'm oh yeah, yo, I know about this. I'm going to a delegation, baby, on a rainy day. Everybody, anytime you watch the movie Baby Boy on BET, you gonna laugh every time. Then Rain, Tyree.
I don't know Baby Boy.
Oh, you ain't seen Baby Boy?
Taraji P. Now listen,
yes sir.
Be along. That's a Taraji P. Now, hey,
ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with Taraji. Nothing wrong with Taraji. Nothing.
All right, Corey.
Yes.
A little first hour, a little hitting third, Corey. I don't mind hitting third, Corey.
There. Yeah?
Yeah.
Did he do that on purpose?
I think he might. I think sometimes Corey...
He wants to get a feel for what's going
wants
on.
Wants to get a feel. Maybe he doesn't love the first topic right away.
Right.
Maybe wants to... You know, he's like Bryce. It'd be better if Bryce hit lead off.
Wants to see some pitches.
Yeah, wants to see some pitches. 215-592-9494. You think the Eagles should trade up aggressively or stay where they are, keep all their picks? Coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks joins us. We'll talk to him about it. We'll talk to you as well. 215-592-9494.
Are you going to get his opinion on if golf's a sport?
Yes, but he'll say yes.
I don't know what he's going to say.
Yeah, who knows?
He will find a way to be infuriating.
Yes.
If you ask him about
it. We also will take your calls on that if you'd like, though probably want to let sleeping dogs lie on that one. But if you want to do it, go ahead. And next question, because it's rainy outside, give us your rainy day movie. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.